Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 12th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Brachos, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Beis. Nashim Vavodim Uktanim, women and Canaanite slaves, and Ketanim, even though they're chayv in benching, Ein Mezamnen Aleim, they do not join to make for Mezimon with men. However, women on their own can make their own Zimon. Avodim Knanim on their own can make their own Zimon, as long as they don't say Hashem's name. They can't say Hashem's name. When we say Ketanim, we mean anyone less than 13 years of age. Ad kamo mezamnin. How much does one have to eat before there is an obligation to make this Zimon, where one person invites the others? According to Rashi, it means how much does a person have to eat with a group to be chayev in Zimon with them? And the nafkamina will be, of course, whether he can mitzvah them, can he do the duty for them if they give him the cup to bench? Others learn that the question is more simple. It's how much does one have to eat before one is chayv to bench at all and in Zimon? Answers the Mishnah, ad kazais. If a person eats at least a kazais, which is approximately 28 ounces, it's approximately 28 grams, it's 1 ounce, one fluid ounce, then he's chayv in Birkas HaMazon and in Zimon. Rabbi Huda says, no, you have to eat more. Ad kebetza. You're not chayv until you have a kebetza, which is 2 ounces, about 56 grams. As it says, v'chalta v'savata, you shall eat and be satisfied. From here we learn that only if eating, which involves a satisfaction, kedesvia, which satisfies you. A person does not get satisfied if he has less than a kebetza, less than 2 ounces. The Tanakama, Rabbi Meir, normally it's the Tanakama, says Bachalta is zuachila, means eating. The Savata, when it says you should be satisfied, it means drinking. And therefore, any time talks about eating, the sheer of eating is always at least a kazais. What's the halacha? The halacha is as soon as one had a kazais, then there is an obligation to bench, or according to the opinion that says we're talking about Zimon, then there's an obligation to be chayv and participate in a Zimon, where you say a Zimon, invite others to bench or be part of that Zimon. Mishnah Gimel. How does one do the Zimon? Ketzad Bezamnin. What's the text? How do you start off that introduction to benching? Bishloisha. When you have 3 people ate together, Omer, the one who leads, says, Menevarech, let us make a bracha. Navarech shachalna mishalai. Let us give a bracha to the one whose food we've eaten. Bishloshavahu, if there's 3 plus a 4th person, if there's another man making the mezimon, Omer, he can say to them, Borchu shachal mishalai. Why? Because he can tell them, you are 3, apart from there's already 3. So he says, Borchu, all of you now do the zimon. Now, although he can say Borchu, it is preferable, says the Gemara, to actually still say Nevarech Shachal Mishalai, because by saying Nevarech, you're not excluding yourself. When you say Borchu, it's like you're telling them to bench, almost like you're excluding yourself. So when the Mishnah says Omer, it doesn't mean you have to say Borchu, it means you can say Borchu, but still preferable to say Nevarech. Ba'asara, if there's 10 people eating together, Omer, the one who leads the benching or invites them, says Nevarech Lelokeinu Shachal Mishalai. Now, although it says Lelokeinu, some have the gears of Elokein, Nevarech Elokein without the Lamed, and that's the more acceptable Nusach. Now, Ba'asara Vahu, if there's 10 plus a person who's leading it, in other words, there's 11, then he can say, Omer, he can say, Borchu Elokeinu Shachal Mishalai, blessed be to our God, that is Shachal Mishalai. Once again, preferable to say Nevarech. Mishnah means you can say Borchu, because you're talking to 10, you're the 11th man. Echad asara ve'echad asar riboy. Whether there's 10 people benching together, whether there is 100,000 benching together. Riboy is 10,000. 10 times 10,000 is 100,000. Either way, one uses the same text, which is Nevarech Elokeinu Shachalna Mishalai. However, the Gemara explains this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that whether you have 10 or 100,000, as soon as you have 10 and up, you make one Nusach, there's one text, which is Nevarech Elokeinu Shachalna Mishalai. However, the Mishnah now goes on to the rest of the Mishnah to talk about what Rabbi Yossi says. From here onwards, the Gemara learns we have to say Rabbi Yossi learns that it depends on how many people you have, and you add more descriptions in your zimun, in your invitation for the others to bench, depending on how many you have. Explains Rabbi Yossi, b'meyo, if you have 100 people ate together, omer, then the one who invites them to bench says, nevarech l'ashem elokeinu, alamozen shechalno. B'meyo v'hu, if there's 100 and him, omer, he can say borchu instead of nevarech, because he's talking to 100. Be'alef, if there's 1,000 people, omer, the one who leads or invites the benching, says, nevarech l'ashem elokeinu elokei Yisrael. He adds the words Elokei Yisrael. Be'alef v'hu, if there's 1,001, then Omer, he can say Borchu. He can say Borchu, Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Mozen Shechalna. Beribui, if there's 10,000, Omer, the one who invites the people to make the benching, he says, Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Hatzvois Yoshev HaKruvim Alamosin Shechanlo. Blessed be, well, let's give thanks to Hashem, our God, the God of the legions, who sits on the Kerubim for the food that we've eaten. Now, the Beribui Vahu, if there's 10,000 and him, in other words, there's 10,001 people there, Omer, he can say, the one who leads it can say Borchu instead of Nevarach. Now, Ke'inin Shemavarech, in the same way that the one who invites them, the one who's leading the Zimun, says this text, Kachoin and Acharov, this would be the response of the ones who answer him. So, for example, if it's 10,000 people answering him, they would say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Hatzvois Yeshev HaKruvim Al HaMozen Shechalna. Now, Mishnah brings that example, but that would apply to all the cases that we've mentioned. If there's 100, then they would answer back, Baruch Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Almozen Shechalnu. If there was 10,000, and so forth, if there was 1,000, it would be, that would answer back, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, just like the one who invited them to say it. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer. This follows because Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, "Lefi rov hakol hen mevorchin," depending on how many people are benching together, the amount of people benching, that will determine the nusach, the text that they use to do the zimon. Shenemar, as it says, "Bemakelos borchu elokim Hashem im kar Yisrael." It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, in chapter 68, "Bemakelos," in the gathering of Yidden, "Bless Hashem." Mimkor Yisrael, from the source of the Jewish people. From here we learn that when there's a kohol, makelos, the more people you have, then give more blessings. Baruch Elokim. However, Rabbi Akiva argues, Amar Rabbi Akiva says, Mamotzina b'beis haknesses. We should follow the way we find it in the shul. In shul, echad rubin v'echad ma'otin, whether there's a lot of people in shul davening, whether there's just a minion. Omer, the one who gets called up to the Torah, and similarly, the one, the chazan who's in before Birchas Krishma, simply says, Baruch Es Hashem. He says, Baruch Es Hashem, without any change. If there's 100,000 people shul, this is Baruch Es Hashem. And they will answer. So also, therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, when they're eating a meal and they're benching, they should do the same thing. There should not be any difference between 10 or 100,000. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Baruch Hashem Hamavairach. He adds the word Hamavairach. Rabbi Shmuel also holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the same text should be used whether there are many or just 10. But he only just adds one thing, he adds one little thing to what Akiva said, that in a shul, someone who gets called up the Torah, or the chazan who's leading the service in Shacharis, should say, Baruch Hashem Hamavoyrach, blessed be Hashem, the one who is blessed. And why is that important? Because by adding the word Hamavoyrach, he's not excluding himself. He's not just saying, you guys bless Hashem, I'll do something else. No, by adding the word Hamavoyrach, it shows that he's also acknowledging that he have to bless Hashem. The custom is to follow Rabbi Shmuel, and indeed we say the word Hamavoyrach whenever we get called up to the Torah, Baruch Hashem Vorach, and so does the Chazan when it comes to Borcho. When it comes to benching, however, the halacha is that from 3 people to 10, the one who leads it says, Nevorach Shechalnu Mishaloi, they will answer, Baruch Shechalnu Mishaloi V'tavoychayinu. He repeats that, and if they're 10 or more, then it's Nevorach Elokeinu Shechalnu Mishaloi, and they answer Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Shelo Tevecha Yino, and he repeats it.